We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Loading application data. Initiating program. Starting program sequence. Delete previous music experiences. Music memory left. 100%. 60%. 30%. 0%. Musical memory erased. Checking efficiencies of brainwash program. Scanning brain for activity. 0 activity located. Brainwash program has been successful.
What's up, Spaceship Earth? Thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. I'm your host, Jonah Bull. Today is Saturday, May 11th, 2013, and that was a sample off Michael Scalar's new mix, What You Desire. He'll be joining us on the show tonight. We have a stellar lineup on the show. As always, we have Charles Gilchrist coming on the show talking about sacred geometry. He is a mandala artist and teacher of sacred geometry. Charles showed marked artist talents at a very early age, at age 4, and he is world-renowned all over the world for his sacred geometry. He'll be joining us. Also, we have the world's number one energy healer, Dr. Eric Pearl, the Reconnection founder, coming on the show tonight. We also have Dr. Louis Torrey, the world's number one astropsychologist, a regular of the show. We also are talking about some new Earth diplomacy with Dr. Elizabeth Colton. She'll be joining us and talking about her conference that happened in Washington, D.C. last week that I was so honored to attend, and I'll be talking about that a little later on with her. We also have some health and wellness updates from Dr. Richard Allen Miller, another regular of the show, Harvard professor and writer for Nexus Magazine. He has some awesome projects and updates for us. We're going to be talking about some cures for cancer on the show. We also have Occupy Wall Street updates with Edward Twitchell Hall III, better known as Ted, a regular of the show, talking about some sustainable projects that he has going on and also working with the Native Americans in northeastern United States, in the New York, Boston, Connecticut area, so he'll be joining us as well. And, of course, we have a good friend of mine and one of my favorite DJs out there, DJ Michael Scalar, been spinning since 1999 and from my hometown in Florida. Imagine that. So one of my good friends is coming on the show tonight and a favorite music artist. Also want to give a shout out to all the listeners out there. We are now reaching 133 countries around the world downloading the podcast and iTunes, and a shout out to everyone out there. So sit back, relax. We have an epic show going down. Here's some more Michael Scalar, and we'll be right back after these messages. Enjoy.
It's Frontier, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take WinFox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. WinFox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at WinFox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild-harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order WinFox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio, and a quick thank you to WinFox with his organic herbal blends. I'll be seeing WinFox tomorrow to pick up my daily endurance. I love that stuff. Anyways, also a quick also shout out to our one of our sponsors of the show, the Original Language Crew, the guys out in California. Check out originallanguage.org. They make amazing clothing line with crystals embedded in the ink, and it is unreal. I wear their t-shirts all the time. You got to check this stuff out, or if you're on Facebook, check out Original Language. Just Google that or search it on there and you'll find their Facebook page. Also, this next segment, I want to give a shout out to my newsletter builder. These guys are really a straight up remarkable email marketing service. So if you guys are looking for a newsletter, any business owners out there or anyone just want to update people and put together a newsletter, it's really easy. I use them, and it's a good friend, John, of mine. So I want to give him a shout out. Check out mynewsletterbuilder.com. And you'll see their services. And also a quick reminder of the Best of Mount Shasta Conference 2013. Starseed Radio will be out there, and also Starseed TV doing a live webcast. Check out starseedtv.com if you haven't seen it. And that date of that event is August 9th through the 11th, 2013 at Mount Shasta. It's 3 days long. I think they have about 50 to 60 presenters. It's going to be amazing. I'll be out there filming. And so if you have a chance, check it out. You can check out the website. It is thebestofmountshasta.com, and they have all the news and updates and everything on there. So check that stuff out. Now we're going to jump to our first guest, a regular on the show and a very good friend of mine here local in the area. And it is so good to speak with her as always and update us on something very important, which what we focus about on the show, which is her specialty, diplomacy, but really world sustainability. you know, world peace. And some people may think that's a big project or something to undertake, but it can't happen if the collective steps up and makes change. And that's what we're doing, and it's happening all over the world. So with that, we have Dr. Elizabeth Colton, as we all call Liz. Thank you for coming back on the show. How are you?
Hi, Jonah. Great to hear from you. I'm happy to be back on the show.
Absolutely.
And it was really good to see you last week in Washington at our conference and on foreign policy and diplomacy. And that was great that you could attend also the American Committees on Foreign Relations.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. It was a historic trip for me doing the citizen hearings, the National Press Club, and saw Nick Pope and J.J. Hurtak and all these amazing people testify in 12 countries. Then we attended your conference, which was just amazing, and thank you so much for hosting us, for me and Anna Star Queen, and coming out there and meeting the Admiral and all these amazing people, friends of yours that you've had from all over the world, just sharing their plan, their take, and also how they try to affect world diplomacy and peace around the world. And it was amazing to hear it from so many different aspects, from so many different talented, you know, high-ranking officials and people that are really doing a lot of good in the world. So thank you for putting on that conference. It was amazing.
Yeah, thanks. I really enjoyed throwing myself into that and bringing lots of people together and lots of ideas.
And that's
The big thing was, I think, you know, when you and I have talked about this a lot, about diplomacy and the whole idea that, as you just said,
sure,
it's not something out there that's just reserved for or restricted to a few people. It's really, diplomacy is the whole idea of citizen diplomacy. And that means everybody in the world, anybody, can practice diplomacy. And that is what we're talking about, you're talking about in Starseed International. And I keep trying to talk about encouraging people to think of themselves as diplomats, and in each and his or her own sort of arena, and getting their ideas out for world peace.
Absolutely, and I talk about it on the show all the time. The biggest secret that the powers that be don't want all of us to know is just how powerful all of us are, how powerful every single person is, how we the law of attraction works, and how we can manifest things, and how we can really change our lives if we have the correct intent and we put the energy out there and we really do something. We can change our lives dramatically because everyone is that powerful, and that's what we talk about, is to step up and take a role and do something and try to make something happen, because the biggest question a lot of people have is, well, what can we do? And it can be something as easy as writing a letter or anything, just to do something to put that energy out there to try to make a change. And if everybody does that, that's when we can really, you know, turn the tide and do something. And that's what you do. And you have a big trip coming up, and you're all over the world, and I think you said you're going to 7 cities in Russia and other places. If you can, just talk a little bit about not just your travels. You've been over 110 countries around the world, but these experiences that you've had along this path of covering things in Kenya and Iraq and all over the place, Iran, and, you know, these countries you've been to. Can you talk about, like, how over the years you've seen a change to diplomacy being 40 years ago or today? How have you seen a change over the years? Is it much more needed now than ever? As I'm sure it is, but what's your take on that? Or has it been the same since 40 years ago? Has this been something that's been needed?
Oh, you know, I think you were actually just hitting the point I was thinking about, and I've been thinking about since the conference we had last week in Washington. And the fact of the matter is, that it's not just that people, average citizens are themselves beginning to realize that, yes, they can be diplomats. But I think that the top kind of policymakers, that people who are actually in a very official way are official diplomats, also are beginning to make the kind of changes, and the thinking's changed. It's a lot different. When I went out as a Peace Corps volunteer some 40 years ago, Peace Corps volunteers were kind of citizen diplomats, and they weren't considered official government diplomats, although, of course, they were sent by the United States, and other countries also sent their own Peace Corps volunteers and volunteers. But the fact is that nowadays there are a lot of people doing that, but that also the very high-level people realize that other people are having an impact. And you heard the discussion last week on sort of you know, building economies at local levels with microfinancing, and the whole idea that you can't just focus on one thing like terrorism. You have to focus on the whole of development. So these are changes, these ideas are coming about that are beginning to be taken up by official diplomats.
And that's something that I've seen at least the last 6 months, and something a lot of us have been talking about. There is definitely something going on in the terms of there is this consciousness being raised where people are waking up from the top on down that we need to change what we're doing, because what we're doing around the world is not working and it's not sustainable. And there's so many new ways and technologies to sustain the planet. And once enough of us know this information and get it out there, then that's when the real big change will happen for the masses, like, you know, abundance of food and power for everyone on the planet. You know, things like that are capable and, you know, should be implemented because of all the hunger and wars and all these things around the world. So that's on a larger scale what we're all shooting for. And now this trip coming up, you're going to 7 different cities and you're going on a month-long trip, and it's a long trip, and I'm sure you have a lot to talk about, but if you could tell the listeners briefly, what are the points, what are the things you're really driving home on this tour? What are you going to be talking about? What is the new important policy or, you know, information you'll be talking about on this tour coming up?
Well, my focus on the different talks that I'm going to be given, actually it's going to be cruise going to different cities and in the Baltic, and also to talk about the interrelationship among diplomacy, global politics, and the media. These are not separate. They're inextricably linked nowadays. You can't talk about diplomacy or global politics without talking about the media and the way the media affects or is affected by and the interrelationship. So I'm going to be talking about different countries. I'm going to talk about big global issues like the Arctic and diplomacy and the media. I'm going to talk about the law of the seas, maritime activities, and all of these related to, I mean, how they play out in the media. The impact that the audience can have on changing the media's coverage of things is terribly important. Sort of the whole idea of how can listeners, viewers, readers say, oh, no, we don't want that. We don't want to be just given stereotypes about things, and demanding that the people in the media give them more of the truth and not just the stereotypes.
And you have worked in over 100 countries around the world, so I would call you definitely a world bridger. And I think that the biggest thing that we're trying to bridge is information and knowledge, just like what you're talking about how powerful everyone is as a diplomat, as a human citizen, to step up and demand that. And the masses are what needs to be let in on this information, not just this, but everything about a lot of things we talk about in the show. After this trip, what other things do you see coming up like this year for you? Do you see more conferences happening? Do you see more of these people awakening in the higher levels and doing more? And also, what about the New Earth diplomacy?
Well, it's all part of whether I'm giving the talks or talking with you on the radio, writing articles, putting on conferences, which I hope to do a lot more of that, bringing speakers on all kinds of aspects of diplomacy, so that people don't just think diplomacy is one kind of thing. And you mentioned the New Earth diplomacy, which I talked about at the Starseed Alliance conference out in Sedona, the whole idea that, you know, there's a new kind of Earth diplomacy that is all over the Earth and that, again, is open to everybody, and encouraging people to be out there talking about how to solve problems in a sustainable way, as you said.
Absolutely. Dr. Elizabeth Colton, thank you again for the conference last week and always your support and diplomacy work around the world. And we'll be hearing from you again. So have a great evening and trip, and we'll speak to you definitely when you get back. And thank you again, Liz, and have a great night for coming on the show, as always.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you soon. Here's some more Michael Scalar. We'll be right back.
Delicious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. At HempUSA.org.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots. County road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you, Liz, as always, for coming on the show and updating us on a very important topic, diplomacy, and that new Earth diplomacy that she was talking about just before we went to the commercial break. That's what's up. The new energy is the new Earth diplomacy that we're all going for. And now on to our next guest. We have a, not just a regular on the show, but a very talented music artist, one of my favorite DJ and mixologists of our time, Mr. Michael Scalar. DJ Scalar, thanks for coming on the show. How you doing?
Dude, I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. It's been a while since we had you on, and I know you're always constantly putting out mixes, and that's what I love about your mixing skills. At least once a month, you have a new mix out. So all the listeners out there, check out his SoundCloud page. It's awesome. And that's one of the biggest things about being steady and getting your name out there is consistently being consistent with putting out mixes, and you do that. So I know you've been out in Vegas now. How's everything going out there?
Oh, it's good. It was a long haul from Florida to come out to Vegas. We're fully set up here, which is great. I've been playing around a lot in Hawaii, which is awesome. And then coming back to the nice dry non-humidity of Vegas. But I'm in Vegas at the moment, gearing up to go to the new Robert Redford Film Festival in New Mexico at the beginning of next month. And at the end of this month, doing a Burning Man regional here in Vegas. Called Forgotten City, which I'm going to be launching the whole EE system / Scalar E atmospheric generator or scalar technology infused with the music, which I'm super excited about. So if you can make it out, you're more than welcome to come.
Awesome. I definitely will. And you yourself have earned such a reputation in the EDM community. You're a consistent crowd pleaser, and you've done Ultra, World Electronic Music Conference, Sundance, Burning Man. You've done Malaysia, Indonesia, Germany, all over the world. how have you seen electronic music just change over the last few years? I know we've talked about this song before, but we always have new listeners. We haven't had you on in a while, and I love your take on it. Just the last 5 years, we are from the early 90s rave scene, the early electronic music. But the last 5 years, it's been like this explosive electronic music with intent, you know, with these frequencies and scalar stuff around it. So explain to listeners out there what you think has been happening the last 5 years and where you see it at now.
Well, there's a whole lot of directions you can go with that, everywhere from, you know, EDM becoming actual pop music, from where it was more of like a community music, because house music in the rave scene originally was like a family aspect. When you go to a party, everyone gives you hugs, and you're happy, and it moves kind of towards the LA vibe of like, we're going to wear short skirts and no top and, you know, do the whole pop thing. But
right.
I mean, there's still a lot of really cool things going on as far as EDM and spirituality. I mean, there's festivals that, like, Lightning in a Bottle is one great example, where you literally go to this festival, do yoga, and you learn about spirituality, consciousness, and things that you wouldn't hear about in the norm during the day, and then during the evening it turns into like a conscious rave, which is basically where I'm all about. That. That's my zone right there. So there's a lot of that going on amidst the whole mainstream hype thing. So it's a real mixed bag when it comes to EDM these days.
Absolutely. Shout out to Day Day with the Do Lab. He's one of the guys that puts it on. And things like Burning Man and events and festivals around the world, that's what I've seen explosion over, these festivals with intent, really awakening people. And now the thing is taking this back to our communities.
The coin name being what they're calling transformational festivals, which is a really cool word for the hype, though. I mean, because it's literally what it is, people going there to try and expand their realities. But yoga, like I said, by the day, and party by evening, is just, that's a really cool combo.
Absolutely, and just what you said, like, it's so transformational that if someone really did come to experience one of these things, like someone that's never even heard electronic music, like say some corporate, you know, guy in New York or something like that, I can guarantee you everyone's life who would attempt it would be open to experience that probably would definitely be transformed in some way or another.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I've heard stories from anywhere from like skinheads who go to raves to gangsters to people who only listen to rock music. They go to a rave, you know, and this is kind of older stories, but I'm sure it happens even still today, that with, you know, these kind of people who normally like put themselves in the box aside from every other point of view from society, go to a rave or one of these transformational festivals, and all of a sudden their whole reality completely shifts to a positive note. I mean, that's how positive EDM has been over the years. It's completely changed so many people's lives.
And I think that the sensitivity of the content, meaning that because the content is so pure and so much light and so much energy, I think it's also, you know, been suppressed by like a lot of the people or hip hop culture but you know, things like that. And you see it in mainstream so much more. It's awesome to see that, because back in the 90s, it was like they're trying to shut down the raves, and it was bad. It was just all drugs. And really what was happening is people were awakening to this better way of living, to save the planet and be sustainable. You know, we were getting those downloads then. And that's the real reason why they wanted to stop it.
The oneness thing. It all stems
exactly
down to the one, or the family, or the community. And that's really what the rave scene was about in the early days. It wasn't about making money. It wasn't about drugs. It wasn't about music. It was about a community. I mean, when you went to a rave, it doesn't matter if you're fat. It doesn't matter what culture you're from. It doesn't matter how you're dressed. It doesn't matter about anything. I mean, you walk in and people are just like, oh, you're my brother or my sister. You're here on the planet with me. I accept you. And, you know, I love you for that.
That's what's up. Awesome. And with that, we're going to end on that. As always, it's a pleasure having you on the show. Good luck in Vegas, and your new mix is amazing. So as always, thank you for coming on and putting out this great content, man. I love it, and we'll have you back soon.
All right, brother. Lots of love. Talk to you soon.
Aloha. And here's some more Michael Scalar, What You Desire.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
My name is Angie, and I wanted to let you know how One World Way and many of your products have helped me. I've had type 1 diabetes for 35 years and have never had such good control over my blood sugars as I do now using One World Way. Not only has it helped keep my blood sugars more stabilized, it has also helped me with my energy level. And a couple of months after being on One World Way, I noticed that the neuropathy pain in my feet was gone. And I had feeling in both feet again. Now I can run around on the grass and play with my kids again. Another thing that I absolutely love about the way, it makes me feel and look a lot younger. It does more for me than any medicine I've taken. Thanks for helping my family and me. And yes, my twins love this stuff. To them, your way is better than candy. I should know, today they fought over how much the other was getting.
One World Way is a superfood to support your optimum blood sugar. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Jenny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Hey, Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sagil filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any fresh water source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Hey, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. And thank you, DJ Scalar, again for coming on. My star brother out in Las Vegas, as always. And now we're going to move on to our next guest. We have Dr. Richard Allen Miller coming on the show. The station's calling him now. To give you a little background on Dr. Richard Allen Miller, he's a teacher at Harvard, professor, writer for Nexus Magazine, military intelligence, physicist, and writer. Miller reveals a wealth of depth and knowledge and experience in alternative agriculture, New Age physics, and metaphysics. Miller began working on the X-Files world in the 60s and has amazing experiences and conclusions to share. An original team member of the Men in Black, working for the U.S. Navy Intelligence. He's also has research in the field of parapsychology and paraphysics, and began as a graduate physicist working 11 years with Navy Intel. Richard Allen Miller is his website, and he's always a pleasure to have on the show. He's talking about great and important content. So with that, Rick, thank you for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Probably. I'm a hard act to follow. Jesus. I'm good.
Excellent. As always, Rick, thanks for coming on.
I just walked in the door, so it's kind of cool. Where do you want to go tonight?
I want to talk about some health and wellness updates covering the area of cancer. My father and a close friend of mine, Brad Collins, a shout out to him, have just been diagnosed in the last few months, and it seems to be something close to me. So I want to talk about how to get rid of it. What are the cures for cancer, Rick?
Right. The first thing you need to do is understand what a cancer is and what it is not, so that you have some idea of how to approach it. Cancer is basically when the body is reproducing cells and makes a mistake. It happens all the time. The problem is you do not want it to continue making its mistake and macetizing, where it spreads through the body and then is essentially impossible to stop. What's wrong with your dad?
Well, there's several or a couple lumps that have developed in certain areas that could be cancerous, and he's taken natural herbs and teas, and it's shrunk it a little, and another friend of mine got diagnosed with throat cancer.
Did they do a biopsy? Did they identify it like it's malignant or benign? You know, we get lumps all the time. I have one in my head. Just kidding. But, I mean, you know, has it been diagnosed as cancerous or maybe?
No, it's cancerous, and also my other friend got diagnosed with throat cancer and is doing chemo now. So we wanted to talk about some of the
things. Yeah, I had a friend, Danny, that had that. They ended up, he had one of those little boxes he ended up having to do where he talks through a, you know.
Yep.
Gotcha. Okay. The mistakes are starting to spread in your father, and you want to get at them. Cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich environment. And that means that as much oxygen as you can get to the area of location where it's spreading, the better. Now, how do you do that is a big question. Sometimes they put you on respirators. Your lungs cannot possibly often take like that going to, you know, a tumor out on his arm or something like that. So with that said, what I'm going to do, someone's calling me, but I'm going to ignore that. Sorry about that.
Thanks, Rick.
Is you need some way to get cancer into the wound. There is or are new delivery systems that are being developed in the pharmaceutical trade, one of which is when you take, and, you know, most pills and capsules, are, you know, go through the gut. And that would be the first thing I would do is I'd have your father starting to take Cordyceps sinensis, the hybrid form, probably from Aloha Medicinals out of Crescent City. We sell them here. Adele Chandler, now that I'm running around, I don't have time to be the Canadian rep for them anymore. And so what Adele has done is formed her own little company. It's called Rogue Valley Medicinals, and it's going to be your urban pharmacy, the things that grow in your garden that, you know, you can use as alternatives to pharmaceuticals. Cordyceps sinensis is a mushroom that grows in the Himalayas. It originally discovered a couple hundred years ago. It grows on dead insects because it's a symbiont. What it needs that high up is oxygen in its DNA system in order to produce and, you know, grow and do its thing. And so what it does is it attaches itself to dead DNA insects and produce, you know, gets that DNA form of how to produce oxygen at high altitudes. Originally it was reserved only for the emperor because you had to go in and pick them with a tweezer. They're that small. But now that it's being cultivated in laboratory conclaves, you can get large quantities. It's really easy to grow. It's like agaricus, you know, the store mushroom that you buy, the little button mushrooms. That's an agaricus. It's not the one from Brazil, Agaricus blasii, which has markers in it of higher cordyceps and, well, or not cordyceps, what they call polysaccharides. Let's talk about what a polysaccharide is. You have a sugar, and if you were to hold your finger out 1 inch, that's, let's say, a fructose or sucrose sugar. Then at about 1.5 feet, jiggled all different ways, are what are called beta-glucans. It's another class of sugars. And then if you held your arms wide apart, those are polysaccharides. They're also sugars, but they have more than 100 oxygen molecules so that as the sugar breaks down, as it starts to break down, the oxygen is released on a cellular level. You can't in your body. And so with that said, what you do is you flood the body with this Cordyceps sinensis, and it, as it starts to break down, will digest and release these oxygens on a cellular level. However, the new delivery system, which is, you know, you'll get that way, going through your digestive processes, maybe 38% max of the product. What the polysaccharides do besides release oxygen is they also create adenosine triphosphate, ATP, which is probably what I believe is where cold fusion occurs in the body. It's, if you look at the molecule, it's a little vortex. It's actually, I've got a technical paper at Cornell that would suggest that it is a quark gluon plasma, something that hasn't existed in this universe since the very beginning of the Big Bang. That would suggest that the body is recreating the universe at any given moment on a cellular level. And what you want to do, the new delivery system with polysaccharides, is to break that, you know, when you have a capsule, you're usually 80 mesh, which is 80 particles per inch. But if you put 10 to the 9 particles per inch, now you have something that's called nanometer. It's 10 to the minus 9 meters. It's very, very small. And it would be equivalent to an asteroid going through our solar system. The likelihood of it hitting something is about zero, and that's how small 40 nanometers would be falling through a cell wall. In other words, the material goes right into the cell and then starts breaking down as a sugar. And so it's right there on a cellular level. You can flood them, and you have all this oxygen being released. So with that said, what we're doing is taking Cordyceps sinensis hybrid, running it through a jet engine at Mach 3, mechanical milling, like we do with chicken manure, and now we have a product that is at 40 nanometers. A kilo will normally cost about $250. That is about 3 times stronger than taking it by capsule. And if you put it in an aerosol bottle, you can shake it up maybe half a teaspoon in one of these little atomizers that you might use on a plant, and you could have your father lay down, spray it on his body, the water, with about half a teaspoon of that product in there, shaking it up, and it will fall directly by gravity into the wound. Like if it was at his lung, he'd lay on his back, he'd spray it on his chest, and over a half an hour period, the material will literally fall through the body. It's completely 100% absorption. That means for skin cancers and or related tumors, if you spray that, the likely is that tumor will go benign and fall off within 3 weeks, usually. That is what they're now documenting with clinical studies. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
And it's kind of cool. It's not very expensive. It is the alternative. It's about oxygen. If you can get oxygen to where the cancers are without them spreading too quickly throughout the body, you can control, isolate, and eliminate most all cancers. That is clinical studies. Cordyceps sinensis. And what the hybrid form is, basically, we found this thing in nature, and there it is, and we've done studies, and it's called cordyceptin is the primary marker of the polysaccharides called cordyceptin. But there's about 7 or 8 of them, and they're all good. And the cordyceptin is the most. It's one big spike. What took about 2 years, if you take snake venom, which is a very simple chemistry, easily to predict how it's going to break down into organic salts, and there they are, what you use is something like snake venom to help cause hybridization. That's a very common thing that we've done over, 50 years, because snake venoms are very reactive with certain kinds of enzymes. And, they break down, everything's cool. But it took like 2 years. You have maybe 200 or 300 Petri dishes, and you do this on each one. And maybe after 2 years, you have a hybrid form that you grab and then clone. That's usually how it's done. You clone it. And anybody can do it. The process on how to hybridize, what it'll do is create 5.4 times the polysaccharides that you would find in nature. That means you've got a magic bullet now that will take out werewolves and vampires. You can go in and shoot it. Well, I can't say this is going to eliminate your father's cancer, but I can say that it will increase and improve the quality of his life. That is absolute. And so,
And Rick, about a year ago, we talked about Coors as before on the show. It's definitely a very important thing we've talked about because of all the amazing things it's done. And my father actually ordered the cordyceps from your company. And,
okay, cool.
It was amazing when we heard that show and we realized what it was. So he's taken like,
it took you a year to finally.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry about your dad.
And it seems to be with a lot of people, you know, recently, it's a lot of the, you know, all different reasons.
Well, guess why? I mean, it's our foods we're eating, our food choices. You're turning into Walmart shoppers. You've got to start thinking about what you're doing to your body. It's crazy. It's, the body is able to somehow have coped with all of the terrible things that you've done, and at some point, when you get your grumpy old age like me or your dad, you get too old to be able to defend yourself anymore and you croak. It's like you've got to start.
Or like the disaster in Japan, the big disaster in the Japan, you know, the...
Fukushima is one of it's a whole other thing with a thyroid cancer thing that's going on over there. You know, I can say that probably Japan, half the population over there is dead and don't know it yet because it usually takes with strontium-90 and cesium-137, it takes approximately 30 years to start showing up. And we do have an epidemic in thyroid cancer because of the 1953 Utah tests above ground. Got into the Idaho milk and got distributed everywhere. And anybody born between 1950 and 1970 has a 1 in 4 chance of thyroid problems. That's what we're finding now. You go to the pharmacist, he'll say that's even more than heart drug Prozac or whatever, Vicodin. It's like thyroid. So when you start seeing thyroid epidemic in Japan showing up after 2 years, that's not good. And really, I'm very concerned. You know, actually, airplanes now coming from Asia into LAX are secretly taken away and washed down because of the stratosphere attachment of radioactive material that's up in the stratosphere because of Fukushima. The airplane body acts like a magnet, and it drags that radioactive dust on, and coming into LAX, it's like being inside a microwave oven. They started washing them down. People noticed that now they're taking them somewhere else and washing them down. And I just have to wonder what DEQ thinks of all of that, because I'm not hearing a word about it. And listen, when they're washing that kind of particulate off, it has to go somewhere, and it's radioactive, like the real deal.
Wow.
And so there it is. Fukushima was far worse than anybody had suspected. The bad news is I just came back from Tennessee, where the TVA has 17 similar nuclear reactors as Fukushima that are on the Madrid fault line. How does that one play? That's crazy.
Not good. Not good at all.
Well, there it is. Read it and weep. You're back. What state are you in? You're in Baltimore?
Western North Carolina.
Oh, you're in North Carolina. Yeah. You got a big jazz festival going on back there.
Yeah, we've had a couple small earthquakes. Not too far. We didn't feel anything here, but there's always things moving up in the mountains.
Well, and you had a lot of rain, and then that tornado that went through there. The problem that I have is that why they are continuing to use nuclear power on fault lines, as was shown happening. You know, Japan may not even exist as a continent in your lifetime. It's on a precipice. Any kind of more of a coronal mass ejection, and Japan may no longer exist as a continent. It's that bad. And
this is why people need to pay attention to this stuff, because you can't just ignore it like the media wants you to just ignore it and not pay attention to it, and people are like dying, and people are like, well, I don't want to hear it's depressing or no.
Why would they want to scare the world, you know? And at the same time, just about everything else is a false flag. It does, you know, like Boston was a military experiment to see how quickly they could close the city down. It was in Waco. You know, I have don't get me started, man.
Yeah, don't get me started on 9/11. That whole thing either. It's crazy. I mean, it's been going on for a long time.
What are you gonna do about it? I mean, and now that you know it, what are you gonna do about it? Well, you can talk about it on the radio. You can get all your listeners. asking questions with their congressmen, they've got to stop nuclear energy. It's just got to happen. It's even now, we still have a problem.
It's a problem that shouldn't have even begun. Whoever started to do nuclear reactors shouldn't have been allowed to do it, just like fracking and everything else, because nuclear waste doesn't go away for millions and millions and millions of years. It's ridiculous. As always, Rick, thank you again for coming on the show, and your website again is Richard Allen Miller. You always have amazing articles and updates on there.
Wait a minute. Okay, Jonah, someone was coming to my door. You know, I just walked in the door, and there's a line of people. I can't believe it. It's cool.
That's because you do such great work. Rick, thank you again for coming on. And about your sustainable project, we'll talk about it soon on the show. Check out RichardAllenMiller.com.
Okay, nice talking to you, Jonah. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Here's some more Michael Scalar. We'll be right back.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Radio. Thank you, Rick, for coming on. As always, a pleasure and always a trip. Such a character, but has such an amount of knowledge and information and such proof and studies behind it. It will blow your mind. So always love having Rick on the show. And now jumping to our next guest. We're going to another regular on the show. We are going to Edward Twitchell Hall, the third, better known as Ted, and he has come on over the past year to talk about all different things, starting off with the Occupy Wall Street movement, and he was one of the original people out there working with that movement, and a lot of that has moved into sustainable projects, and that's a lot of what he's turned into his efforts now, and a lot of others, to these sustainable farms and permaculture and rural and also cities. They have some projects in, I think, Far Rockaway, in Brooklyn, and in the Bronx. And it's just amazing because that's the type of projects and work that we need to really, you know, get things sustainable. And we've been talking about that the last year on the show in all different ways, not just energy, but information and just getting the truth out there about how we could really live in abundance and together and collectively. And that's what we're working towards. So with that, Ted, as always, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
Doing good, doing good. And I know you have so many things going on like me, so let's just jump into the latest updates on the sustainable projects and working with the Native Americans and the 400-year anniversary coming up. Well, what's been going on?
Boy, right now we've basically filled in an application to participate in something called Figment in New York, and a number of really strong collaborators who've worked with the indigenous for years. A fellow named Barry and his team just came through the city and have this model that has come from one of the elders of the Navajo community. It's a basically indigenous ceremonial change process, and it looks like it's turning into a bedrock of unifying Occupy and Idle No More for like a physical seating space to represent how a committed group in any city is actually embodying sustainability. It's brilliant. And so we're participating in this thing called Figment and Governor's Island before the Tour Wampum Belt, and just gathering a lot of the forces between indigenous and social enterprise sustainability and Occupy.
That's what's up. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Collectively is putting everything together, bridging everyone together. Because when we get 50, 60, 100, 200, 300 thinkers and people and power behind it, that's when we're making change, and that's what's going on. And
Utterly.
You can see it happening from all over. Talk real quickly. We're going to go to break in a minute, and then we'll have you back on for a few minutes. But real quick before we go to break, Idle No More. Tell listeners what's up with that. What is that, the history real quick, and what it's doing now?
Well, Idle No More began a while back when about four prominent chiefs in all the way up in Canada were fighting for protection of some of the sacred waters. And they interfaced with the Canadian government and were met with brutal force. And then after that, months passed, and Chief Teresa Spencer went on a hunger strike in order to just to have a meeting with the Canadian government. And it erupted into this large movement of indigenous people who just weren't going to take another theft of their nation right because of this thing called basically the Trans-Pacific Partnership and similar laws were being used as an excuse to take away even more rights to their land ownership that have been taken away over hundreds of years of basically genocidal practices.
Ted, hang on right there. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll pick up right where we left off. Here's some more Michael Scalar right back.